I have tried to record this episode almost 10 times. What I want to do for this episode is just magnify Jesus. I want to focus on the preeminence of Jesus. I want to exalt Jesus. I want to enthrone Jesus. And, you know, this aligns many ways. It corroborates with the two previous episodes. It will seal this day, Monday, and introduce us into the next day, Tuesday. Tuesday is about life. That is important because life is being threatened. And you better understand it's not just in a specific nation. Simply put, I prophesied back in 2020 that the Jezebel spirit would be knocking on the doors of the prophets to take them out. And that has happened to many prophetic voices, whether if it's in the natural or, and what I mean by natural, if it literally happened or if it figuratively happened, it has happened in the shutting down of the voice in various manners, various ways, whether if it was an insurrection by those we love, by people, by our friends, by our families, by people within our communities, or by other government governing entities, by systems, what have you. But let's focus on today, because today is the day of atmosphere where we get to set the temperature. Let's just focus on Yeshua. Let's not focus on the darkness around. He is high and lifted up, amen. He is enthroned on the praises of his people. Now, before I get into reading and declaring the word of God, I want to release a word that I had over Hawaii. And what I heard the Lord say, I'm just going to repeat it because I released the word and I wound up having to re-record this the umpteenth time, that God is watching Hawaii. And the Lord said that Hawaii was a nation. Now, I know Hawaii is a part of the United States of America. It is a state. But as I was speaking, I heard the Lord say, nation. And God said he was going to pass over Hawaii. God says he wants the people to come to the center and lay down all the battling, all the armors of the past, all of the false gods and deities of the former, because there is in the soil, in the sediment, there is rooted in Hawaii love for its creator. God made this place to love the Lord God Almighty. And God says he's placed a gift of love. And God says he's called you back to your first love. God says he's made a covenant with you, and he's passing over again to watch and to return. And God says he wants to send a tsunami wave of his glory. God says he is going to shine brilliantly, and he is going to put you on the map again, Hawaii, that the nations of the earth, the nations around about the world, will see the glory and radiance of who you are as you worship the Lord your God. You are coming alive. So the Lord says, go to the center and lay it all down and return to worship him. Now, I want to read to you Psalm 110 from the Passion Translation, and I'm just going to read. You pick this up as you need it in the name of Jesus. This is word and spirit. Holy Spirit, I loose you over the reading of the word. I loose you into the airwaves. I loose you into the nations. I say any and all dissident and disruptive frequencies align right now with Holy Spirit, God who is in the earth, Yahweh who is active in the earth through Holy Spirit, align to the plumb line now in the name of Jesus. Spirit and truth, the word who is Yeshua, I declare and speak and I send forth now into the atmosphere, over the water waves, over the airwaves, through this recording that is being heard in 19 different nations. And I loose Holy Spirit, Spirit and truth, to join and merge with the word. Come alive, all you hearers of the word. King David is talking about Yeshua, who is Messiah, King, and Priest. This is prophetic because Yeshua had yet to manifest and be revealed as a man in earth. He says, Yahweh said to my Lord, the Messiah, sit with me, enthroned ruler, while I subdue your every enemy. They will bow low before you as I make them a footstool for your feet. Messiah, I know God himself will establish your kingdom as you reign in Zion glory, for he says to you, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will love your offerings. Your people will be your love offerings. That is a word. Many people in God's house have cursed so many nations and so many people groups. And I want to call you to the table right now. I want to draw your attention right now to the heart of the Father, to the intercession, the intensity with which Yeshua is interceding for the nations and praying for all of our souls and for our ends, our futures. There are nations that have been cursed by some in God's house, and God says to cut it out now, because there are outposts, there are the remnant in these nations, and you must ascend. You're only going to see who these people groups are as you ascend and get the vision, the sight, and the hearing, the ears to hear, as you are high and around the throne where Yeshua is. That's the only way you're going to be able to ascertain and apprehend the remnant in other places, rather than condemning. According to Psalm 110:3, if you can't see it, you pray thus and thus. Lord, I lift up the nations to you as the inheritance for Yeshua. And according to your word in Psalm 110:3, these people who are your remnant in these nations that we do not know yet will be the people, your love offerings, Yeshua. That is how we intercede and pray for the remnant. Continuing with verse 3, in the day of your mighty power, you will be exalted. We exalt you, Yeshua, from the earth. We're in earth right now. We're praying from earth right now. We are exalting Yeshua from earth. We must lift him up here in the earth. Scripture says of Yeshua, when I am lifted up, then I will draw all men unto me. We have got to learn to practice how to exalt and exude. Listen, there is a whole book and books of Psalms, and you know it even predates that, and we're going to get to that in Chronicles, of how to praise and worship and lift up the Lord God Almighty and just preserve praise and worship. Exalt him. And in the brightness of your holy ones, Yeshua, you will shine as an army arising from the womb of the dawn, anointed with the dew of your youth. Yahweh has taken a solemn oath and will never back away from it, saying, you are a priest for eternity after the manner of Melchizedek. The Lord stands in full authority to shatter to pieces the kings who stand against you on the day he displays his terrible wrath. He will judge every rebellious nation, filling their battlefields with corpses, and will shatter the strongholds of ruling powers. Yet he himself will drink from his inheritance as a flowing brook refreshed by love. He will stand victorious. Lift up a shout. Amen. Our God is victorious. Yeshua is victorious. We spread this word across the nations. Yeshua is victorious. Listen, I learned something recently. I can't take credit for it, and I can't remember who I learned it from, but it was saying that when we learn to lift one another up and we learn to lift up Yeshua, the name Yahweh Nisi means the Lord our banner, which also denotes the lifter. He lifts up us up. That's when that takes place. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You see, it's twofold. Lifting up, exaltation, the lifted one, the high and mighty one, the extolled one. But there's another meaning for lifting up, the edification, the encouragement, the being near for one another. That's what we're doing. The intercession. That's what we do. That's lifting the others up in their times of need. That is intercession. Intercession is as love in its pure form. Dying for your brother. Getting in the place where your brother or sister, where they are. Let's move to Daniel chapter 4, verse 2. Now, verse 2 is talking about, I must declare the signs and the wonders that Most High God has worked for me. This was King Nebuchadnezzar speaking to the peoples and the nations that dwelled in the earth. Now, I want to say to us, the remnant, to the sons and daughters of God, to those who are in the house of God, if King Nebuchadnezzar, who got back into his right mind and finally acknowledged that Yahweh was the one true God, we've known this for however long we've known, and we've been in his house worshiping him, ever praising him. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, who's made their pilgrimage to be with you, their focus to be with you. They're ever praising you. We must declare the signs and wonders of Most High God that he's done for us. Has done for us, not is doing, not will do, what he has done for us. It's what God told the Israelites. Remember, he always brought their memory back to that moment where he crossed them over and he brought them through. He always brought their memory back to that moment. How he took them through the wilderness and all the fruitfulness that he gave them. How he kept them. Remember his wondrous works. You see, this is what Psalm 50 was saying. Yahweh was saying to us in Psalm 50, I have a word for you, my people. In times of trouble, I don't want your sacrifices. I don't even need your crying out. I need you to have authenticity and sincerity of heart. I need you to trust that I am who I say I am. I need you to stand and trust as if you are not in trying, troubling times, as if everything is good. So, Father, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that we will be the persevering church. We will be the persevering bride. We will be found faithful. Daniel 4:3. How great are his signs and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and his dominion is from generation to generation. We praise you, Lord God Almighty. Revelation 5, around the throne. We've been talking about this since February. Around the throne, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, what did they do around the throne? They sang new songs of glorious redemption and victory around the throne. Worthy and deserving are you to take the scroll and to break its seal. For you were slain, sacrificed, and with your blood you purchased people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom of royal subjects and priests to our God, and they will reign on earth. You are worthy. Verse 11, and then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the voice of the living creatures and the elders, and they numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, innumerable, saying in a loud voice, worthy and deserving is the Lamb that was sacrificed to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing in Jesus' name. Verse 13, and I heard every created thing that is in heaven and are on earth or under the earth, in Hades, the realm of the dead, or in the sea, and everything that is in them, saying together, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, Christ, be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. And the four living creatures kept saying, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. This is our God. You are safe and you are secure. Yeshua, we exalt you today. We love you today. We observe you today. We remember your goodness. We remember your authority. We remember your power. According to Psalm 110, you are enthroned. You are enthroned as ruler. Father God says he enthroned you as ruler. Father God anointed you and said to you, Yeshua, rule in the midst of your enemies. You are chief ruler, Yeshua. We acclaim you today. We hail you today as chief ruler. You can and will do this on your sons and daughters' behalf, on the earth, in the earth, for the earth that you created, that you love, that you are coming back to renew. That you are coming back for your inheritance, Yeshua. Psalm 102, starting at verse 12 says, but you, O Lord, are enthroned forever, ruling eternally as sovereign. And the fame and glory of your name endures to all generations. You will rise and have compassion on Zion. We declare compassion to Israel. We declare compassion to Jerusalem in the name of Jesus. For it is a time to be gracious and to show favor to her. Yes, the appointed time, the moment designated has come. For your servants find melancholy pleasure in the stones of her ruins and feel pity for her dust. So the nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will recognize your glory. Amen. For the Lord has built up on Zion. He has appeared in his glory and brilliance. He has regarded the prayer of the destitute. He has not despised their prayer. Oh, come on, people, be encouraged. Come on, I'm lifting you up. I'm edifying you. It is as if those who held up the arms of Moses, I am lifting you up. I am edifying you. Be encouraged. God has heard your prayers. He has not despised your prayers. I decree and declare over you, you are brilliant. You are brilliant. He is appearing before you. He is fighting the battle right now. Hey, he is winning. He is enthroned as ruler forever. He has not regarded your prayers, people of God. He has not regarded your prayers, nations, as destitute. Verse 18, let this be recorded from generations to come, that a people yet to be created will praise the Lord. For he looked down from his holy height of his sanctuary. From heaven the Lord gazed on earth to hear the sighing of the prisoner, to set free those who were doomed to death, so that people may declare the name of the Lord in Zion and praise his name in Jerusalem. When the peoples are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody lift up a shout. Somebody say that Jesus reigns. Jesus reigns. Exalt the Lord your God Almighty. Exalt the Lord our God Almighty. Lift him up. And believe he is answering our prayers. Father, that you would reignite, pull people, turn people away from the ways and the paths that they are going on. Father, I'm asking right now for you to reorient people who have lost their ways and put them back on right paths, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I am asking for this army that you have prophesied from days of old, according to your word that was just read into the atmosphere, to the nations, just decreed into the spiritual realm, this army to rise up from the womb of the dawn, according to your word. Hey, Kori Arabashi Tiarabaye Sheke Torobohe Kata Shatarabaka Ishiti Robokohoi Shatarabayi Shiti. Hey, rise up, rise up, rise up. Intercessors, watchmen, rise up. Take your place. Warriors, legislators, we need you all. Judges, rise up. You know what? It's not just these ones. What God is wanting is the formation like he had with the 12 tribes. Oh, blow, mighty breath of God. Can these dry bones live? Hey, yes, they can. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Father, I'm asking that the body, your sons and daughters, will stop the jealousy and the bitterness and the striving and the fighting. Lord, your word in James says, what is causing the rivalries among you? Is it not from your flesh, not from you? I quench it. I address it right now in the spirit. I call it out right now. Hey, I call out dishonor right now. I address you. I call out jealousy right now. And I apply joy. I apply love as the fruit of the spirit. I apply patience. Brokoshi. He terabakashe. Oh, more, more, more. More fruit of the spirit. More fruit of the spirit. God, we're always asking for power and glory. And yes, we need these things now. But we need more fruit of the spirit. These are also tools and weaponry of the Spirit. These are also spiritual warfare tactics and tools. Would you place more fruit of the Spirit, Holy Spirit? Mature us, mature us, mature us. Help us, help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, Holy Spirit. Speak to us even now in the nighttime, across the nations, in the daytime, in the afternoon time. Speak to us even now as we're in the field, as we are connected to the vine, Yeshua. According to John 15, we say we are connected to the vine, and the vine dresser, who is Father, will not prune us and toss us as rubbish into the fire because we don't know how to be connected. Hey, we say we will obey. We say we are loving. We are filled with love. Yeshua, we exalt you. Oh, Lord, we say we see how each tribe was unique and had their uniqueness and had their own giftedness. But when it was time for them to come together in their troops of three, and when it was time for them to form that army, they knew how to defer to the highest authority. They understood that Judah went first. Hey, Karabakasho, Broho, Shaha, Iti, Ho, Roboko, hey. And they understood that Dan followed in the rear guard and brought the glory. They understood these things, Lord God, that your bride, that the remnant, that the church, hey, that the church would understand alignment, alignment, alignment. We need this, this hour, Lord God. Align us, God, align us, get us into formation. And I am hearing this so boldly and piercingly from heaven. Get in formation, for the enemy is already in formation, and the enemies of your enemies and the enemies in the earth are already forming. So I say to you, if you are coming up, and you will come up, I will show you how to connect across the lands and across the nations and pull together your resources and bring together gifts you did not know you even had and topple the enemy, says the Lord. Lord, I am asking, hey, according to your word, according to your word, according to that prophecy, show us, show us, show us, show us, show us, unite us, unite us, make us one. No more backbiting, no more jealousy. Love, 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 love. Peace in the house of God, in the house of God, amongst your sons, amongst our brothers and sisters. Your word says, as much as it depends on us to do good to all men, but especially those who are in the house of God, to live peaceable lives and holy lives, for without peace and holiness, we will not see you, God. Teach us, God. Teach us, God. Teach us, God. Teach us, God. We can't attain holiness on our own. We can choose to set aside and be set apart. But holiness comes from the holy God. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are Quanah. You are the jealous God in this season. So we choose to set ourselves apart and not be like the world, not be embittered, not be bothered with the world's systems, not be filled with the sting of hatred. I close the door to that foothold, to that toehold right now in Jesus' name. And I say, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, get in formation. Get in line now. I say, according to 1 Corinthians 12:28, all you gifts, and even the gifts that are not listed, I say, according to Romans 12, get in line. Prophet, servant, teacher, exhorter, giver, ruler, and mercy, get in line. Seers, hey, Seer prophets, there is a place for you. There is a place for you. You don't have to wander or wonder. You don't have to face rejection. You are wanted. You are accepted. The Lord is calling you this hour. Return to your designated seat. There is a seat for you, seers. Hope, that opens up another door. I will say this and I will close out because it's already past 30 minutes and I've tried not to go past 30 minutes with these, but God has brought this word back to mind. I know there is a speaker at Glory of Zion. I forgot when he said this. I don't remember when he said it. I think it's recent. And when I say recent, the past couple of years, but Raki, I believe that's how you say it. It's a Hebrew word, or Rakia. And that word pierced me one day. And God is doing something with the heavens. There is really an opening up of the heavens and an expanding, and whatever is supporting the firmament, as it's been translated for us, which is really a watered down version of what that Hebrew word means. But the firmament that is upholding the seats in heaven, that's what I'm getting to. That's for you. This is what that minister was saying. You need to run and shout for joy. You need to learn how to take your place in the ascended place. In fact, that was his prophetic exhortation, that if you did not learn or get to that place by Passover this year, then you are going to be in some trouble. So I am reiterating and I am prophetically reminding you, you must get into your ascended place now. He went on so much so to say that not just the earth, but the heavenlies were also shaken, and things in the heavenlies were removed from their seats. There are things that have been unseated for you to take your place. Wow. Wow. Are you encouraged? Are you lifted up? Are you ready to get in gear and go forward? Because God, listen, I prophesied, and many others, many, many, many other prophets and prophetic voices, this is a year of the come up. This is a year of promotions. This is a year of commissioning and ordinations. That summarizes what that man was saying, what that minister was saying. This is a time for your seating, but it's not necessarily an earthly seating. In fact, what I'm going to say, you must be seated first in your heavenly seat so it can manifest in the earth. Father, I'm asking that everything that has been released is sealed, that it is not lost. In Jesus' name, it lands on fertile soil of the listeners and hearers. I pray you're blessed. I pray you're edified. Go forth, mighty ones of God, and don't forget to exalt Yeshua. So many times in scripture, it talks about how praise won the war. Praise broke open the heavens and provided an answer. Praise brought down Yeshua. Praise him.